from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
49er training camp. People know, who listen, know that I'm not a fan of one particular team. But I do, and so whenever I characterize the fans, people say, you have no idea what you're talking about. Fine, I don't. I want to know if most fans are like Guru, who worries about everything, or most fans are, listen, this is all par for the course. And what I'm getting at is all the stuff that's happening for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I know if Guru were here today and I said, Guru, what do you think? Oh, Steiny. I don't like it. They got Trent Williams. He's out. They can't win without him. They got Ayuk.
Did he say he was fine with Trent Williams and he's going to sign yesterday like at 4:30?
Well, that's just another bet he lost. And, you know, Ayuk and Steiny, they can't win without him. And why? Oh, boy, what if Purdy regresses? I'm so worried. And it, all right, well, let me throw one more into the equation. And then I want to ask some 49er fans how significant they think this is. What do you think of this? This is Herm Edwards, and he was on, I gotta believe, with the Morning Roast, or was it yesterday?
He was on with Willard and Dibbs, and Herm Edwards, by the way, the pride of Monterey, California, graduate of Monterey High School, right next to Pacific Grove, where I grew up,
right,
and went to Monterey Peninsula College, where I also went.
That is a lot of family money we're talking about right there down on the peninsula.
Community college, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, true.
Free in California.
Hey, Ricky Pearsall, he's not practicing. Nothing to worry about, right, Herm?
He's a guy you got to be careful with. He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys, doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself, you know, and I told John and them that when they drafted him. I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. This is, you know, that's how he functions. So he'll be fine.
I love how he ended that. Yeah, he's good.
He'll be fine.
He works too much. It's like, you know, you say your biggest weaknesses are actually your strengths. You know, I just work too hard sometimes, Steiny. I care too much. That's Ricky Pearsall. He just works too hard sometimes.
Yeah.
That's all right. Wouldn't you rather have that, though, than the opposite, where he doesn't work hard enough? Like, you don't want the Jamarcus Russell situation where the guy, they would quiz him at home on certain plays. They gave him a blank disc and they asked him which play he liked. And he said, the third one.
There's nothing on there. You know what?
It's an all-time story by Kirk Morrison, by the way, former Raider.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe it?
Yes, I believe that. You kidding me? The Jamarcus Russell thing, right?
Yes.
Yes, not even close.
Right. They gave him something to look at, and he said, oh, yeah, that was good, and there was nothing on the
thing. Yes, I believe that. I think Al Davis would do something like that too. Like, let's come on.
Oh boy, I got my daughter calling me on FaceTime, and she's in Barcelona right now, and obviously he's gotten mixed up on the times.
Okay. I don't know what the FCC regulations are on that. You just have to tell her if she's on air, but take it if you want.
Let me see if she texted me, because it could be an emergency.
Oh yeah, you'll do
Although,
that.
Although, I mean, what can I do? I'm 7,000 miles away.
You got to be like Liam Neeson and Taken.
Right.
Got to go help out.
What do you need, bail money?
There you go. Yeah, that wires real fast.
Does it really?
Well, it should. I mean, if it's connected to your bank. Zelle, that works internationally.
I don't
right?
do Zelle. I do Venmo.
Well, that's even more international then. It should be fine.
Yeah. Aqib Talib was on also with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. I like the player. Here's what he said first, and I forget when this was on, but this was not with him. But this was his original comment about Ayuk and...
this was on with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams podcast.
Yeah, take a listen.
Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy.
Brandon Ayuk is your top as a top three receiver?
Man, he's just... I don't really go off the stats. I go off the player. And his body control, his routes, his hands, his speed, he can easily be a top receiver in the league. If you put him on a team and you make him the focal guy, oh, he'll go crazy.
Why didn't Kay Adams say, what do you mean a real quarterback? Like, I don't care how critical you are of Brock Purdy. You can't say he's not a real quarterback.
Well, Aqib Talib joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, Steiny.
That's right.
And he did elaborate what he meant by a real quarterback. Should be the fifth one in green. See it?
Like a pass first type of offense. You know what I'm saying? Like a Peyton Manning Denver Broncos style of offense where he's going to get, Demaryius Thomas is going to get 150 balls thrown to him. 160 balls thrown to him. The Bills have a pass-first offense. Diggs is the focal point of that offense. He's going to get 160 balls thrown to him. The Cowboys have a pass-first offense. CeeDee Lamb is going to get 160 balls thrown to him. The Niners have a run-first offense, and they got a bunch of guys, and they're going to spread the ball around. So the most targets you're going to get out there is about 90 to 100. So he's getting 60 to 70 less targets than a legit number one receiver. So that's what I mean. I ain't want to take nothing away from Purdy. Purdy's a hell of a player, and he's in a great system. He's doing his part. All you can do is play the hand that you're dealt, and Purdy is doing an amazing job running that offense. But I think it's a lot of guys who you could put in that quarterback, and they'll be able to run that offense.
The way he says it, 49er fans will not like that. The way he runs that system, the way he runs that offense, he's a very good player. It always goes back to system quarterback when it comes to Brock Purdy.
It does. I like when he at least said, look, they're a run-first team.
Yes.
That's really what we're talking about. And here's what I believe. You tell me if you agree with it.
It is funny that he brought up Demaryius Thomas and the Peyton Manning Broncos, because he was on that team, but he was on the team that won the Super Bowl. They were a run-first team.
Right.
Defensive team.
Do you think if Kyle... here's what I think. I think Kyle's number one philosophy is to be a run-first team. And run-first team in today's NFL...
He wants 30 carries, right?
That's means 50-50, essentially. To me, it's not run-first means the old Ohio State teams three yards in a cloud of dust and they run. Or it's not like Michigan played last year on the way to the winning the national title.
Don't you slide J.J. McCarthy, first-round pick quarterback?
He stinks.
Niners will see him week 2.
Hopefully.
Better than Darnold. Come on. He's got
it. Darnold getting reps.
Seeing ghosts.
Darnold getting reps. Anyway, I think it's part of Shanahan's core philosophy. He wants to be run first, which to me means 50-50. So let me ask you this. Do you think there's a quarterback or receiver out there that could make him think, you know what? I'm not run first anymore. Because I still don't think he would want to change that dramatically from what he believes in, which is run first, 50-50, 50-50.
Well, he could have had Tom Brady. And Tom Brady can throw the rock. He could run it. Like, the thing is...
Okay, what would you do if you had Tom Brady and McCaffrey? which they could have had. Then what? How often do you throw it? How often do you run? Do you think they run McCaffrey less?
Probably.
You think?
Because you want to save him, right? And what? Look at those New England offenses. They used to throw a lot to their running backs, obviously, but it was by committee, too. You had James White, but throughout the years, you had so many different guys. You had Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. You had Jonas Gray, who didn't show up one time, got cut immediately. You can go back to Corey Dillon days. Like, they had a lot of different people there. But, or you can go to Ronald Jones over at the Buccaneers and Leonard Fournette, obviously. But I think when you have Tom Brady, you can take the load off of a Christian McCaffrey because he kind of uses those short intermediate routes like a running game.
Right.
That's what he did with, you know, Edelman, all those little slot guys, Danny Amendola. You kind of supplement the passing as a running game, if you will, a little bit. So you can save McCaffrey there, who you can also utilize in the short passing game, obviously, as well. He's very good at that. But you would like to use a little bit more of a Elijah Mitchell, sure.
But I guess what I'm asking is if Tom Brady were a 49er and they had two shots at it, would Kyle Shanahan try to coach him like Belichick? And to me, Belichick is a coach who, what's the strength of our team? Well, it's Tom Brady. Okay, so we're going to utilize him all the time.
A little different, though, because Belichick was defensive-minded first. Right. So I do think he has his fingerprints way more on the defense than the offense, because it really was just Josh McDaniels, the OC, and Tom Brady, and it was their kind of baby, if you will.
I guess what I'm saying is I think Kyle's philosophy might supersede his personnel, no matter what it is.
Oh, that sounds
arrogant.
Yeah, that is exactly the word I wanted to say. He's like, come on. I mean, you've gotten to the Super Bowl twice, but has that arrogance prevented you from winning it a little bit? Like, I hate to say that because he's gotten so damn close, and maybe that's unfair of me to say that, but I just, with all the sound coming out, maybe we play it, just, you could have had Tom Brady. Like, you could have had Tom Brady, and you didn't go get him. Like, that's the thing that it really just, and Sam Lubman and I were talking about this morning. Shout out Sam Lubman, doing a great job on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast with Joe Shasky. Don't go anywhere else, Steiny, for your Giants talk. Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, an Odyssey podcast.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is.
I was talking to him about if they got Tom Brady back in 2020, right after they lost the Super Bowl, they go all in on Tom. I still think he'd be the quarterback of this team. Even at 46, 47, however old he is right now.
Interesting.
I still think he would be the quarterback of this team because he's that good, and I don't think his arm has really fallen off. They could have had him. How can you not be frustrated with that? And that goes back to thinking he could win with Jimmy Garoppolo, and we knew all along he didn't get along with Jimmy Garoppolo, so why was he so hell-bent on sticking with him? Because they paid him? Like, did he have to eat that contract? Like, Tom Brady is known for taking pay cuts, Steiny. You had the opportunity to get him, and I'm sure he would have signed for the cheap. I'm sure he would have had a dead cap hit trading off Jimmy Garoppolo after the Super Bowl, and his value had to have been pretty good. He just got you to the Super Bowl. I didn't get that.
Well, let's take a listen to that one, because I have a rebuttal for that, and I think Kyle basically talked about what it was. This is a little lengthy, but it's worth listening to, because Kyle Shanahan takes Tim Kawakami of the TK Show podcast, takes him through it all, like 5 years of his thought process on the quarterback situation and how Brady either fit in or didn't.
I have to feel very confident just from a football standpoint and from just a relationship standpoint and what's right and wrong, kind of, to feel good about doing something. And I felt very good about that and comfortable. So it wasn't a hard conversation for me with Brock. You'd have to ask him about it. It's not always the best thing that you want to hear. But I thought when I explained it, I looked at it as a huge compliment. You know, after the 2019 season, that was Jimmy's first year as a starter and in his career. And he did some really good things. And we almost won a Super Bowl. He was a young quarterback. We had only played with 1 year. And to get a call a few weeks after that with Tom Brady wanting to come play for us, that was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through in my life, because Tom Brady is the best quarterback to ever play. He's who I've watched since day one of when my career started. And that was kind of a dream of mine. And I knew how good he was. But I also knew we had a very young quarterback who had that got us that far. And to sit and risk that young quarterback with, I forget how old he was at the time, 41 or whatever. I could just kept thinking, like, what if he comes in at that age, pulls a hamstring, and now I've messed up Jimmy and all that. So it wasn't a fun decision. But I thought for the, not only just that year in the long term, it was something that we couldn't mess with. We had to stick with Jimmy at the time. Nothing against Jimmy. It was just, but it was hard to avoid Tom. And then watching how that went and stuff, it was tough. And I was like, man, if I ever had a chance again with Tom, that's something I can't pass up. And at the end of the season, when Brock, who we knew was going to be our future, but when he got hurt and no one could guarantee that he was going to be healthy in week one, that he'd for sure come back the right way, there was a lot of speculation in it and no one could guarantee it, I did want to reach out to Tom. Now, Tom was the only guy. I was willing to ride in and risk with Brock's injuries. I told Brock that. I said, Brock, in these 7 games, you've shown us, like, you're not going to be competing with Trey next year. If you come back healthy, it is your job. The only way it won't be your job is if Tom Brady decided to come here and play 1 year. And I told him this like a week after the season, which I felt confident with because he was hurt. There was questions with him. And I was telling him about Tom Brady. And so I felt very good when I told him, hey, I know we spent a lot of picks to go get Trey. I know you've only played 7 games. You have a bad injury. But we believe you in you, and you are a guy of the future. The only way that won't happen is if Tom Brady comes for 1 year. And so I kind of looked at it as I was giving him the keys. I was telling him how much and saying there's this one outside chance, but I'm going to be dead honest with you. Anything in the back of my head. And that's the only thing in the back of my head. And probably there's not a very high percentage that's going to happen. So I felt like he should be leaving the room thinking, man, they believe in me. Like, the only guy he'd even consider is Tom Brady. So I kind of looked at it as a compliment. And Tom was done. And so it made it real easy. And once Tom told us that, just started counting the days to when Brock could get healthy. We worked really hard with Sam, really hard with Trey. Got the depth of our quarterbacks behind Brock well. And Brock did heal up, and he came out and tore it up in training camp, tore it up in week one, and had a hell of a year.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan believes that it was a compliment to Purdy and that Purdy took it as a compliment that he was the guy, but for if Tom Brady wanted to play there? Like, this is where I think things are fast. Do you really think Shanahan believes that?
Brock Purdy has spoken on it before and basically said, I get it. He's the GOAT. Now he's saying that publicly.
Right.
How does he feel privately talking to his boys? Like, I mean, you kind of have to be a little bit, you know, realistic if you're Brock Purdy.
Exactly.
So, like, you have to be saying, like, hey, listen, from his perspective, I played how many games was it? Eight games, whatever right. It was, including the playoffs. Like, he's the greatest quarterback ever. Like, and he's not showing signs of slowing down. He's just a year removed from winning a Super Bowl. Yeah, I can sit behind him if I'm the backup and I could live with that. And maybe then I'm the heir apparent going forward. I do think Brock, judging from what I've seen from him, he's not a selfish, insecure player. I just don't think that's how he's wired. I mean, I think he has a chip on his shoulder. He's Mr. Irrelevant. I think you have to have a chip on your shoulder to be a quarterback in this league at some point. But he did not have the logs of games under his belt to say, you know what, that's too far. Now, if he had started, like, let's say it was this past year, Steiny.
Okay.
He just had this past year, and Tom Brady's still around, and he's still putting up a
right
tremendous
now. Amount.
Right now.
Yeah.
I do think I would be pissed. Be like, dude, I was just top 5 in MVP. What are you talking about?
Right.
That sort of thing. Because that's kind of like more closer to what Jimmy Garoppolo was going through from hearing from Kyle Shanahan, right?
Right.
So
to me, there's a lot going on here. One is I hear Kyle Shanahan saying that for whatever reason, when Jimmy was here, if I brought in Tom Brady, there were two things I was worried about. One is, what if Brady gets hurt and then I have to go back to Garoppolo? And what I heard Shanahan saying was, if that's the scenario, I don't think Jimmy's going to handle it. I think Jimmy will be, he used it, mess up Jimmy. Mm. Why? Probably because Jimmy was at a different point in his career than Purdy was.
Yeah.
Garoppolo was ready to be a starter in this league. He had taken the team to the Super Bowl.
You don't think they trade him, though, real quick?
Who?
Like if they acquire Tom Brady at the end of the 2019 season, they just came short of the Super Bowl.
Right.
Against the Chiefs. Like, I would try to trade Jimmy Garoppolo at that point to a quarterback-needy team. right?
I wonder. Well, but it sounded to me like what Shanahan was saying
bring
is...
Bring Brian Hoyer or something behind him, who you already had in your system, who's been a career backup for Brady forever.
But it sounds like the best case scenario for Shanahan was like, let's bring Brady in here, and if he gets hurt, we still got a starting caliber quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo, who I know already got us to the Super Bowl. But we can't do that, because if that scenario were to play out, I'm not convinced that Jimmy would handle it all right. It might mess him up. So what I'm getting at is, oh, and then I decided after that, I had to tell Brock Purdy that if it were, well, Brock Purdy had played 7 games for the 49ers. He'd gotten hurt the last game of the season. And while I don't think it matters anymore, the reality of the situation is he was the last pick in the draft. Yeah. What's he going to do? What's Brock Purdy going to do?
Exactly.
He's going to handle it like a professional.
Great. You just went on like a Nick Foles type run that he had with the Eagles. He came up short. Sucks. He got hurt. It is what it is. Sorry. Right. This is the greatest quarterback of all time. This is just the business. Maybe you'll get an opportunity maybe after if he only lasts a couple of years. Okay. Or if he gets hurt, you'll be on the backup. All right.
And I think it came down to, he knew Purdy would have had to have handled it if Brady comes in here. But I think he knows he would have lost Jimmy. Like, he just would have lost him. And then you got Tom Brady better play 17 games for you and be healthy for the playoffs.
And he made, I wonder how Kyle Shanahan felt watching him win that Super Bowl.
That's a great question.
And dominating the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that he has now lost twice to. That has got to eat you up. Seeing that person that you could have had dominate the Chiefs, and granted the Chiefs didn't have their 2 starting tackles. That's a big part of it. If they didn't have their 2 starting tackles against the San Francisco 49ers, the 49ers probably wouldn't. But the fact of the matter is the Bucs won that year with Tom Brady, and Tom played like an MVP after that season too. MVP went to the Aaron Rodgers. I think it should have gone to Tom Brady. Threw for like 5,000 yards at age 44 or something ridiculous like that. He's just incredible. The more I hear about that, the more angry I'd be if I was a 49ers fan, because you should have had a Super Bowl by now with Tom Brady, and you could have. And knowing what we know now, Steiny, him and Jimmy didn't get along at all. Like, he never saw eye to eye with that guy. I don't know if it was post injury.
And that's probably why one of the reasons he didn't do it is because he knew his relationship with Garoppolo wasn't the greatest. And that's why
you should have done it, because it wasn't great. Like, Tom Brady is notoriously butting heads with all of his OCs. You can see him yelling at Bill O'Brien when he was the OC there. You've seen him yelling at Josh McDaniels. He always has his iPad. He throws it. You've seen him yelling at Bruce Arians, the head coach out in Tampa. Like, he gets into it, guys. He would get into it with Kyle Shanahan. But I think that's a small price to pay for Kyle for glory in winning a Super Bowl.
Well, if it's Brady,
he's got to put his ego aside. I think that's what it was.
Well, maybe that was another thing. I do think there's something to Kyle Shanahan. He wants a lot of things out of his quarterback on the field, but the one thing he better be you better be coachable. And Brady doesn't really need to be coached.
No, but I think he would be like, will be receptive to a guy like Kyle Shanahan. I think he respects Kyle Shanahan. I think you have to be aware who you're talking to if you're Kyle Shanahan, the greatest quarterback of all time. But Brady's going to come in there, and what does he want to do? He's built like Kyle in that they want to win at the highest level constantly. There is no bigger competitor than Tom Brady. I know we're up against it, but I just, whenever I hear that, it's just in hindsight, you got to be killing yourself if you're Kyle Shanahan. You just got to be eating at you constantly. But they got Brock Purdy, and a lot of people think he's the next Tom Brady, so there you go.
I don't know about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.